Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the G Show. If you're a new listener, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't been able to post a lot lately due to the holidays and me getting sick again, fortunately. But I definitely am healthy now, and I want to get some podcasts in definitely before the Christmas season starts up. So I want to get this weekly preview of NFL week number 13. So, hey, guys, welcome back to the podcast, and let's get into it. All right, everybody. Let's start with the Thursday night football game. Dallas versus Chicago. Chicago with that lackluster offense versus Dallas. Dallas is definitely needs to step it up here. They want to survive in the playoffs and potentially win this division. The Eagles are right behind them. I think Dallas gets it done in Chicago. That Chicago offense is god-awful, but their defense is keeping them in the playoffs. Barely, very much on the edge. I think Dallas gets done here. 30-17. I think that the Dallas Cowboys can somehow manage to get some points up, and I think the Chicago Bears are letting up points more recently, and I think that Chicago's offense will continue to struggle, and I think they get it done, Cowboys 30-17 in Chicago. The 1 o'clock games, Carolina versus Atlanta. Carolina just firing Ron Rivera for the rest of the season. Ron Rivera wants to coach again. Atlanta coming in after that loss against the Saints at home. Kyle Allen coming in, very hot player. Currently 15 touchdowns, 10 interception ratio. Matt Ryan having another decent season with a 20-12 touchdown to interception ratio. Christian McCaffrey, though, having another amazing season with 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns. I think that Carolina gets the job done here at Atlanta. Kyle Allen has a great game with Christian McCaffrey. In that Carolina defense against Atlanta's offense with a banged-up Julio Jones and Devonta Freeman just coming back, and I think that the Carolina Panthers get pressure on the Atlanta Falcons. The score of that game will be 20-17. I think it's a nice rival game, and I think that the Carolina Panthers get a win here. 1 o'clock, important game for the Bills. They want to stay in with the division with Patriots. Buffalo playing Baltimore. Baltimore in Buffalo. Buffalo rallies the troops in Buffalo. Lamar Jackson just beating the San Francisco 49ers takes care here in Buffalo and takes a W here 23-16. Buffalo, that great defense, but my oh my, Lamar Jackson coming in with 25 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Over 1,000 rushing yards with 7 TDs. And Mark, that tight end group of Baltimore with Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst, what a threat for the Baltimore Ravens that they have. And I think Josh Allen's been playing great football, but not enough for the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore, again, taking it 23-16. Cincinnati just got their first win of the year versus New York Jets at home. Cincinnati visiting Cleveland. Cleveland takes care of business in this game quite easily versus the lacking Cincinnati Bengals. Baker Mayfield and Nick Chubb with Jarvis Landry get the job done here. Nick Chubb with another 1,000-yard rushing season. And I think that they win 30-10. I think that the Bengals will get blown out here pretty easily. And I think Cleveland gets another win here at home. Next game is a 3-9 Washington Redskins versus the 9-3 Green Bay Packers at 1 o'clock. Washington in Lambeau Field. Good luck with that, Washington. Dwayne Haskins is a young, up-and-rising rookie, and we'll see what he's able to do against this Packers defense. But I still think Aaron Rodgers, with his mustache and Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams will take care of the Washington Redskins really easily here. And I think they get it done 35-17. I think it'll be a nice, easy breeze in Lambeau Field. Next game is Detroit versus Minnesota. Minnesota, after that loss on Monday Night Football to Seattle, Matthew Stafford coming in, injured, unfortunately, for the Lions. So they got David Bowe. I don't know how to say that. You guys can go on my social if you want to tell me. I don't know. But David Bowe, I think his name is, coming in, hot start in Thanksgiving, played great. Kerryon's coming back from injury, and Kenny Galladay is great wide receiver. But Dalvin Cook, man, the guy's been electric this year. With Stephon Diggs, I think Kirk Cousins' offense and the balance of the Minnesota defense is too much for Detroit here. And I think in a tight divisional game, I think that the Minnesota Vikings pulled off here 25-10. Next game at 1 o'clock is San Francisco 49ers, New Orleans. What a great matchup. Both teams coming in at 10-2. They were going to be at the Mercedes Dome in New Orleans. New Orleans coming in with Drew Brees playing great football. Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, another great season. I think Jimmy G gets it done, though. Jimmy G coming with Matt Breida and George Kittle. What a great offense they have. But that defensive line of San Francisco causing old Drew Brees problems. And I think the Saints lose this game to the 49ers here, 17-10. I think it'll be a very tight game, but San Francisco gets away with a touchdown. Miami, next game, 1 o'clock at Miami versus the New York Jets. Miami coming in at 3-9 versus the 4-8 Jets. Sam Darnold coming off an embarrassing loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Ryan Fitzpatrick's coming off an impressive win versus Philadelphia. Ryan Fitzpatrick continues to ride this wave of victory and takes care of the Jets here struggling at the moment. Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Jets, the Dolphins with Mark Walden and Devontae Parker take care of business here. I think it'll be a very tight game, a very low-scoring game, and I think that they get a job out of here. I think the score will be 20-17. I think it's a very tight divisional game, and I think that either Miami will try to tank or the Jets will try to lose. I know you're not allowed to do that, but at this point, does Miami want to lose more? They want to win another game and go back even further? I don't know about that. Building their future team. But Miami winning this game, in my opinion. New York Jets have been struggling a lot, and I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick's old Fitz magic comes back like last year and takes care of business here. Indianapolis versus Tampa Bay at 1 o'clock. Tampa Bay coming in at 5-7 at home, and Indianapolis at 6-6. I think Tampa Bay gets the job done here. Chris Godwin's had an amazing season so far. And I know Winston throws a lot of picks, but he does have a lot of yards. And I think Jacoby Brissett's injuries have definitely tallied up on him. And I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just get the job done here. And I think they win the game 30-17. This is a very high-scoring Tampa Bay Buccaneers team with their wide receiver core. Next game, the last 1 o'clock game, is Denver versus Houston. Denver coming in at 4-8 versus the Houston Texans coming in at 8-4. Houston getting a very impressive win over New England in Houston. Drew Locke making his second appearance this season. We'll see what he does this week. But I think a young and experienced quarterback versus Deshaun Watson is no match with Carlos Hyde and DeAndre Hopkins. I think this will be a nice, easy breeze win for the Texans. And I see no way they lose. And I think they win by 10 here, 23-13. And I think the Denver Broncos will continue to struggle this season. Going into the 4 o'clock games, Los Angeles Chargers versus Jacksonville Jaguars. Both coming in at 4-8. Phillip Rivers coming in with 3,434 passing yards with a 17-15 touchdown interception ratio. Gardner Minshew coming back off the bench after Nick Foles struggles. Can the Chargers stop Leonard Fournette and Gardner Minshew? I don't think so, DJ Chark. And I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars get the W here. I think they take care of business at home. And I think they win here. It's 23-16. I know you guys are thinking, well, Garrett, aren't you using a lot? Same scores. I just think these are very close games. I think there's a lot of touchdown indications here, and I think a lot of these games this week will be won by a touchdown. A lot of tough divisional games this coming week. I just think that Phillip Rivers has definitely been struggling of late, and they're looking for a replacement there in Los Angeles. Next is a playoff game for either of these teams. Tennessee versus Oakland. Oakland at home coming off a loss at Kansas City. Tennessee coming off a win. Tennessee gets the job done here, in my opinion. Tannehill's holding down the quarterback position for Tennessee while Marcus Mariota is continuing to struggle. Derrick Henry have another great year. Same for the rookie Josh Jacobs. and A.J. Brown leading the way for the Tennessee Titans on the receiving side, I think that Ryan Tannehill and the Titans will be too much for the Oakland Raiders, and this game will probably knock out Raiders out of the playoff race, and I think that the Raiders here lose to the Titans 20-3. I think this will be a nice game for Tennessee, and I think this will get them ready for playoff football. Oakland, though, who knows, with Oakland, they need to step up if they want to make the playoffs. A great matchup, Kansas City versus New England, 425 football. Kansas City at New England, Patrick Mahomes coming in with a 20-2 interception touchdown ratio. The New England's been struggling of late. Tom Brady coming in, not as great numbers as you expect as Tom Brady. Julian Edelman be consistent as ever, but Travis Kelce, LeSean McCoy, and I go for an upset here. I think that Kansas City wins this game. I know no one wins at Foxborough. I think the Patriots' struggles of late have been too much, and I think that Patrick Mahomes gets the job done here, 40-38. Be a very high-scoring game, because none of these teams have, besides the Patriots, I know they have a great secondary, but I think that Patrick Mahomes can get it done. And I think that the New England Patriots will be able to score on the Kansas City Chiefs defense. But I think that the Kansas City Chiefs get the job done here in Foxborough and coming in win 40-38. Sunday night game, Seattle. All right, everybody. Last game of the week, New York versus Philadelphia. New York coming at 2-10 versus Philadelphia 5-7. I predict the Giants step up, motivated, get the win here at away for at Lincoln Financial Field. I think Daniel Jones steps up and he takes care of business. And I think with Saquon Barkley, they just find a way to win. I think they're motivated. I think they keep their coach. I know that the Giants might fire him, but I think that if they get a win here, definitely help his cause. They can be more motivated than ever to keep his job. And I think they win 10-3. I think that they're going to be able to help eliminate Philly's offense here, and I think that the Eagles' defense is going to have a little bit of a tough time stopping Daniel Jones' arm. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'll try to post more, obviously, with the holidays coming up. You guys know how that is. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time on the G Show.